Emily Davis and the Murder Police will release their new album called Same Old World on October 5th. The band funded this project via a Kickstarter campaign that raised $11,000. To celebrate their new album, they are holding a release party at Love Buzz on October 5th, and we're all invited to attend. Here to tell us about her music and her new album is Emily Davis of Emily Davis and the Murder Police. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
So, Emily, you've been playing music for a long time.
I've been playing shows locally for 15 years.
That's it.
And I'm 29, so.
So like half of your life.
Yeah.
Were you always playing music even before you decided to kind of play out into the world?
Yeah. I mean, so I come from a religious upbringing. And so my first encounter with music was worship, being on a worship team. And so my parents were leaders in their church and they did worship for kids service at my church. And my father especially has always been very musical.
Yeah.
I grew up hearing him sing all the time. And so it kind of passed on to me. And so that was my first encounter with music. And I don't really do that anymore, but it helped me learn other forms and mediums of music. So,
but it's a common place for people to start. Yeah. You know, you hear about Aretha Franklin or Whitney Houston, or, you know, mm-hmm. just a lot of artists get their start in church. And it yeah. feels like it's probably a super supportive environment. Too,
it was.
No?
Yeah, it totally was. And what's great about it, too, is that depending on where you go, I think, in my experience at least, music tends to be very rudimentary there.
Yeah.
And so it's a good learning ground for learning the basics and stuff. Basic melodies, basic chord structures and things like that. So
how does someone with a church upbringing end up having a band called the Murder Police?
While I still have a great respect for people who are of the church, it's something that really isn't a part of my life anymore. Although my family is still very important to me and their church life is important to me too. The Murder Police is basically a play on words. It's a reference from the comedian John Mulaney, who has a great bit on SVU, Special Victims Unit from Law and Order. Somebody's being asked about why are you showing me a picture of this person? Are they dead? To which he responds, of course they're dead. That's why the Murder Police are here. And so
you're like, yes, that's my band's name.
But we were obsessed. We spent a summer on the road and we were just quoting John Mulaney left and right. And one day we were quoting that specific scene and it just kind of Emily Davis and the Murder Police just sounded kind of cool. It made me think of like noir films and detectives and things like that. And it just sounded kind of like really marketable and really cool. I just liked the name.
I like it. I've got your back. I support yeah. your decision.
Yeah. So.
And then you put this album together via crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these things are great in theory, but you got to work. You got to like kind of really put a lot of work into having a successful
yeah.
campaign, which I mean, you certainly did. $11,000 is no joke.
Yeah. I think people don't realize. I think a lot of people out there think that when you do crowdfunding, you're just asking people to hand you money like you would on GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
Crowdfunding, you have to give things back to people. It takes a lot of organizing of what kind of rewards you want to give back and shipping those rewards out and providing services for people who support you. And so it is a lot of work because, one, you're not guaranteed to get the money.
Right.
So you got to figure out a way to market yourself so that you can get that money that you're raising. Because we did all or nothing via Kickstarter. Either you get all of it or you don't get any of it. And so that's a lot of work and effort in promoting it in a way that is accessible and not annoying.
Right. It's a funny mix, mm-hmm. right?
Totally. So it is a lot of work, but ultimately it's absolutely worth it. And it is a gift. That's undeniable in that people, we had 168 people.
That's incredible.
Who donated and all over the world.
How does that feel?
I get emotional.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had 7 people who donated $500+.
That's insane.
That's amazing that people were just that supportive of our vision of what we wanted to do. Any amount that's contributed is great. I mean, you guys just did your campaign for...
We know all about that.
You are very well aware of how much is on the line when you're trying to share a part of what you do with the world. And the fact that anybody could support you in any amount is greatly appreciated. So,
And this is art, right? So, mm-hmm. like, then do you feel a different kind of a pressure putting out this record, knowing that all of these people put... Or am I freaking you out right
no.
now by talking about it?
Actually, I'm getting more comfortable with it. This is the third time I've successfully done crowdfunding.
You go, girl.
So
that's awesome.
My last album, I raised $8,500. And that was the first time I did crowdfunding for an album. And I didn't have a band with me. And we hadn't been rehearsing songs together for a year. I had written songs and I was going to go to California and hope that they turned out to be good with the people I was working with. And so that was a little bit of pressure. But I feel going into this a lot more comfortable because the songs were mapped out before we even got into the studio. And yeah. I think people are going to be surprised because while it does sound similar to my previous work, mm-hmm. Thematically with my own ideological, I call it optimistic nihilism.
Well, it's true to artist form.
So there's a lot of that in the album, but it's also new in that it's a lot more high energy. There's a lot more influence from other sources too. So I'm actually not really nervous. I'm very excited for people to hear
That's so cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome.
So tell us about this release party that we're all invited to.
We've never played Love Buzz, and we're actually really excited to do that because I've gone to plenty of shows there. It's a great space. We're playing with two really awesome local bands. Gila Monster is one. They're awesome. They do really cool indie rock, as well as Great Shapes. They're also an indie rock band that's local. October 5th, free admission. We'll have physical copies of our album available for you to purchase. And it's just a way to celebrate something that we've been spending the last year of our lives working very hard over. So it's kind of like presenting it to our city, but it's also like, yay, we did it. All right.
It's over.
let's play the songs and have a beer and start working on the next one.
So following this, are you guys going to tour around this record? Or?
Oh, yeah. We plan on it. I have yet to start just because my life's been so crazy. But once this album is out and finalized and stuff, we're going to start planning a winter tour. And then we'll probably do a summer tour again, too. So.
Nice. Well, congratulations on getting it crowdfunding, getting it out, making it happen, just kind of being you, because a lot of it is just doing your thing, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And again, congratulations. Today, my guest has been Emily Davis of Emily Davis and the Murder Police. Their brand new album called Same Old World will be released on October 5th at a show at Love Buzz, which we're all invited to attend.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.